Welcome back. We are really hoping that the weather improves enough to break those bicycles out this springtime. Next week looks pretty good, and that means the folks at Quinn Cycles are going to start to get very busy once again. And the president, Irene Lutz, stopped on by to chat with us a little bit about what will be happening in this new bike season. Irene, great to see you.
Great to see you, too. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. It's always a pleasure. Although, I know for you, bike season is 12 months out of the year, right?
Yes. There are some of us who ride all year round. Everywhere. So
it must have been a challenge in the weather this past week for sure. My gosh.
Yeah, there are some days where you make other arrangements.
Yes.
Fortunately, we have lots of options, transportation options here. So
this is true.
Yeah.
For folks who don't know, let's do a little history lesson about what is Quinn Cycles.
Sure. So Quinn Cycles is an all-volunteer run organization. It was a group of people got together about 13 years ago.
Has it been that long?
I know. Really long time ago.
Yeah.
And we decided that Quincy needed some activists, some people to step forward and start pushing for better bike infrastructure. And
sure.
We wanted to be able to bike safely in Quincy. And at that time, I was biking with my family and my kids and definitely saw a need for improvements. Mm-hmm. And so I joined. Lots of people got together and we started hosting a couple rides a month. And we started working with the planning department, and the mayor's bicycle commission started not long after that. And so some of us are members of that.
Right.
And we just have continued to try and spread the word that biking in Quincy is safe, is fun, and is, actually can be made better. So
sure.
we work both sides of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, just the fact that now there is a bicycle commission, right?
And yes.
It's recognized by the city that mm-hmm. exists to focus on these issues. It's a huge success.
Yeah.
You're now an established nonprofit 501c3 organization.
We are. Yep.
It's come a long way in a relatively short period of time. How many members are there now in Quinn Cycles?
We vary between like 50 and 65 members.
Okay.
That are paid. All of our events are free and open to the public.
Yes.
And so we don't require membership. It's just those people who want to financially support our work. Biking is one of the least expensive forms of transportation.
Mm.
So it's not a lot of money for us to take people out on a ride. Again, we're all volunteers.
Yeah.
So we don't get anything from what we're doing, but we do maintain our website and we do do tabling at events. We were at the Lunar New Year Festival recently and heard a lot from a lot of people who want to bike in Quincy and want to get to places, but there are certain parts of the city that need improvements.
So. Sure, sure.
Yeah.
So that's really the focus, right?
Yeah.
Both the short-term and long-term.
Yes.
But spring is here.
Yes, it
is. It was hard to believe it the past couple of days, but spring
is
here.
True, yeah.
And I know that you have annual or scheduled rides, right?
We do. Yeah, so our ride season has actually already started.
Okay.
We had a ride. So we try to do two different kinds of rides, some longer, more challenging rides, and those are going to be on the first Monday night of every month this season. We had one April Fool's Day, and so the next one will be May, I think it's the 6th is the first Monday.
Okay.
And that'll go through October. And then on other days, we have rides that are for, usually between 8 and 10 miles, a little more relaxed pace, social, for the rider who wants to try biking in Quincy, but maybe not, isn't a long distance rider yet.
Okay.
So we had one of those. We went out to Howes Neck and we ride along the berm or the dike, whichever you prefer
yes.
to call it,
the
MWRA path there. And that's a lovely way to, during the day, get out there. We're looking forward to potential improvements as part of the President's Coast Path that I know you've interviewed folks about.
So, oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
We'd love to see something like that happen and make it a more, after dark kind of a path experience as well.
Sure.
Yeah.
The Monday night rides, where and when do those
Monday nights at 6 p.m. We meet in the parking lot of the Coddington building.
Okay.
And the routes are generally out through the Blue Hills into Milton along the Neponset Trail.
Oh, well, that's a long ride. Okay.
Yeah, it can be usually 12 to 15 miles, sometimes longer. Not quite so long this time of year because it does get dark earlier still.
Yeah.
So if you do join us, please bring your lights and your reflective gear. We do want to keep everybody safe. So.
Okay. Who can be a member of Quinn Cycles, and how does that happen?
Anyone can be a member of Quinn Cycles. It's a $25 annual membership fee. There's information on our website at quinncycles.org.
Mm-hmm.
There's a link you can sign up through PayPal, or there's information about sending a check to our treasurer if you are interested in doing it that way.
Okay.
And our rides are mostly for folks 18 and older, or at least 16 and older. Minors, we ask to have a parent accompany or a guardian accompany you. We do ride on the street. We ride with traffic. It is a safe thing to do, but we understand that the little ones don't have as much awareness and control,
so we
tend to ride with grown-ups.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does someone need? Do they need their own bike and their own equipment?
Yes, we request that you have to have your own bike. We don't provide those.
Okay.
Bring your own helmet. We do require helmets on our rides. And although it is legal, 16 and under is legally required to wear a helmet. Adults have the choice, but in our built environment, it still isn't quite safe enough for everyone. We want to make sure that you have some sort of protection on that level. It's not 100%, but it does protect if you should fall off your bike. But so we require a helmet, and we require you to have your own bike and to have a way to fix a flat or to get home should your bike break.
Ah,
we want you to
okay.
be prepared. So
okay, to that end, you
yes.
have a bike maintenance day coming up.
Yes, yeah, so we started this last year, and it was a big success. We helped about, I think, 20 people or a little more than 20 people with their bikes last year. And so at Central Middle School on next Saturday, the 13th, weather permitting, heavy downpours will postpone it. But we are bringing together a group of QuinCycles members, volunteers, who have some skills and knowledge about maintaining bikes and fixing minor things. So we have a registration via Eventbrite. We actually are almost full on the registration, but we are accepting walk-ups. So it's first come, first serve, as well as a registered spot. So if you have a bike that maybe the brakes aren't quite working the way you want them to, or they're squeaky, or your chain needs some lubing, or you have a flat tire that you just can't get to hold air, bring it by, and we will help you with those things. But we are not going to be doing major fixes, so if your bike needs a new derailleur, don't bring it.
If it's in pieces, don't bring it.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. We'll send you to a local bike shop for those kinds of fixes.
Okay.
But if it's minor maintenance and you just want to get some assistance as you do that, we are happy to provide that.
Okay. And this is free to the public?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Free and open to the public.
Very good.
Yeah.
Again, the 13th from 1 to 4 in the Central Middle School, right in the parking lot there?
Yes. We'll be outside in the parking lot. Yep.
Super.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's exciting. We want to get as many people riding their bikes as possible. And sometimes it's just that flat tire that makes you leave the bike in the garage.
Yeah.
And we want to get it out on the road.
Sure. Even if it's not on a QuinCycles ride, just on our
exactly.
ride in the
own
neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Last year we had somebody just walking by and saw us and ran home and got their bike that they hadn't ridden for like 3 or 4 years. And it really just needed to be cleaned and the tires pumped up and the chain lubed and it was good to go.
Oh,
so
there you go.
There's that.
Super.
Yeah, bring your bike.
Also, speaking of maintenance, tell me what's going to be happening at the public libraries.
Oh, that's right. The bike commission.
That's why I'm here, Irene.
Remind me of all the amazing things. So the bike commission has purchased 4 bike repair stands that will be installed sometime this year at each of the branches of the library. So if you ride around Boston, you have probably seen these in different areas. It's a pole that has a little shelf. You can pick your bike up and put it up there. It has tools attached and a pump that you can inflate your tires
with.
That's
so neat.
Yeah, so if you're riding around, you realize you have a slow leak and you just want to pump it up before you go home, or you get a flat and you need to fix it, the tools are there and the air is there and you can do that. So we are hopefully, once those are installed, QuinCycles will be celebrating at each branch with a helmet giveaway and just let people know that these facilities are available.
Yeah, little bike pit stops, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And at all the branches in Quincy?
Yes, every branch is supposed to get one.
Super, okay. Any timeline for that happening?
Not yet. It requires a concrete pour, and I know that TPAL and DPW are still working out the details of that.
Okay, but this calendar year?
It should be. We have them.
Okay.
So then hopefully they get in the ground this year.
Okay, good. That's something to look forward to. Something else to look forward to is the Neponset Trail is being expanded.
Yes. The Neponset Greenway Association and DCR. It's underway. Construction is underway of an extension, the northern extension of the Neponset Trail. So it's one of our favorite places to lead people on rides.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's car free. It's beautiful scenery, and you're in the woods. There's a beautiful Harvest Bridge. Mm. Now we'll be able to, or soon, not now, but soon. It has ended at Tenayan Beach in Dorchester. And they are building an extension that will go all the way out to Morrissey Boulevard, closer to the Harbor Walk at UMass.
Yep.
So it's going to have a it's going to bypass the off-ramp on Morrissey Boulevard. So we have led rides out to Castle Island, and that's always one of the parts that some people get a little, I'm not sure about that about. And now we get to avoid it entirely once this path is done. It'll have a boardwalk that goes up over the water by the gas tanks, and then gas tank singular now,
right.
and come right. and come back down onto the sidewalk on Morrissey Boulevard.
So
I do know the Greenway Association is trying to schedule a walkthrough of the path and see the progress of it being built sometime in the next few months.
Okay,
so
something
you can check our website for that. We'll put a notice up when that's available.
Sure, sure. Are you finding that more folks are using bicycles now than maybe when Queen's Cycles first started?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. So we've done an annual bike count for the past 10 years, I believe. And every year we see more and more bicyclists and the count goes up. And I'm sure you've noticed there are a lot of cameras at
yes.
intersections.
Yep.
The city uses that for a lot of data collection.
I see.
And the trends there are the same. More and more people are riding bikes in Quincy, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice to see.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit before about some improvements that need to happen for bike infrastructure.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
what would those be?
So we've made so much progress in Quincy. We have new bike lanes on Washington Street,
yep.
on Quarry Street. We have bike lanes on Billings Road. Like, there's bike lanes popping up all over the place, and it's really wonderful. It shows people that biking, there is space for biking in Quincy, and it is a safe and convenient way to get around. But it's not complete. The network is not connected. So the city recently announced at our last commission meeting
mm-hmm.
that they've hired Fuss and O'Neill, an engineering firm that they've worked with in a number of projects, to revamp or update our bicycle master plan, our bicycle network master plan.
Okay.
So 10 years ago, we had a master plan that was adopted by city council, and we've gotten a lot of the things, or quite a few of the things in there done, but
yeah.
in the meantime, there's been development, there's been other things that have happened, and so some of the suggestions in that plan may be out of date or not appropriate at this time. And so the city's hired Fuss and O'Neill to come in, and they are going to update. There's going to be some community input parts of that. So Quinn Cycles hopes to amplify that opportunity so that more and more people from the community can give their input and express what they want to see in terms of a bike network here.
Okay.
So yeah, we do have some gaps. A bike lane will come almost to an intersection and then stop. And intersections are where the conflicts happen.
Certainly.
And so we need to figure out how can we make our bike network as comprehensive as our vehicle network and our transit network.
Yeah. The commission itself, when does the commission meet?
The commission meets on the third Thursday of every month.
Okay.
And we meet on Zoom at 6:30.
Oh, okay.
And you can find the links on the city website for connecting to that, or reach out to Allie Rule, the traffic engineer. She
mm-hmm.
is the chair of the commission. Or you can reach out to me, quincycles@gmail.com, and I can put you on the email list for getting those notices.
Okay. It sounds like there's a good cooperative effort between the bike community and the city. Is that true? Is that a fair assessment?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm very impatient, but I would like to see more movement.
It's only been 13 years.
Yeah. I'd like to see more movement faster in terms of including bike facilities. But the city is definitely supportive. I mean, over the years, we've had efforts at Bike Share. Blue Bikes is a dock-based bike system and has a certain system requirements that are a little more expensive to bring out, to expand with. So in the meantime, we tried OFO, the Dockless Bike Share, years ago, and that became Lime, and then Lime left bikes and went to scooters only.
Yes.
And right now the city has one bike share system over near Southern 1000 Southern Artery. It's called Metro Mobility.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, if you're familiar with Zipcar, it's kind of the same thing. It's
okay.
not a station-to-station kind of bike share, but you rent the bike for however long you want it,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to return it to the same location,
gotcha.
Like
okay.
a Zipcar. And that's been very popular. We were recently, the commission shared a data map of where people are riding
mm-hmm.
and what they're doing. They're going all over the place with it. So it's a really exciting thing to see, and we hope that it will expand through the city.
All right. When did that start, Irene?
That started last year.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's a private company?
It is a private company.
Okay.
There was I know there were some like leadership changes
on
that side of it. So the but it seems to be back on track, and we're building that relationship. That's what I hope to see grow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Have you met with the new relatively new police chief, I guess, still, and worked out a compromise there.
I have not
okay.
yet. No.
Okay.
Thank you for asking. We used to collaborate with the police department and the community police unit for our Ride the Spine event.
Yes.
Due to volunteer capabilities this year, we have decided to not do that event this year.
Oh, okay.
Instead, we are collaborating with some other bike advocacy groups, so West Rocks Bikes, Dot Bikes, Bike Milton. It's still in the early stages right now, but we've done a couple of these before where we all meet at ride from our own communities, meet at Mattapan Station, ride the Neponset Trail to beautiful Quincy's beautiful Marina Bay.
Yes,
and
okay.
we get to hang out there. And I love showing people how to get over the bridge and enjoy biking in Quincy. So
okay, all right.
That's tentatively scheduled for May 11th. So
okay.
keep news on that. May is Bike Month.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
oh.
So we'll be doing Bike to Work Day. Boston holds a festival on City Hall Plaza on the 17th.
Okay.
So we'll be leading a convoy into that event. And then we have a destination ride in May, too. I think a group of us are taking folks to Martha's Vineyard for a bike ride. So.
Fun!
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's made for biking,
at
the vineyard. They have dedicated bike trails all through the dunes. So,
I know. Yeah. Those vacation spots that everyone thinks of biking, that's what I want to make Quincy.
Yes.
Biking doesn't just have to be for vacation. It can be for every day, and make your experience in your own community as good as it is on vacation.
Yeah, it's an urban environment, so it's it's different challenges, right, as opposed to like Martha's Vineyard for sure.
Definitely
yeah.
different challenges, but still doable. Lots
yeah.
of cities around the world are making space for bikes within their existing infrastructure.
Well, I know they're expanding the Cape Cod Rail bike trail all the way down to Provincetown now. So
yeah, yeah.
There is an effort,
and
a need for it. Your annual meeting is coming up this month, right?
Yes, April 25th
yep.
At the library we'll be meeting.
Okay.
So we elect new officers, board members. If anyone's interested in joining our group, please come and learn about what we do in
okay.
an in-person meeting.
An in-person meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. Anything else you'd like to leave folks with before we wrap up today? Irene, there's a lot to talk about, I know.
There's so much,
yeah.
I know. We're also, I started a pet personal project with
yep.
Quin Cycles. I'm leading a book club at the library. We're calling it Rush Hour Readers.
Rush Hour Readers.
Yes, we
okay.
had our first meeting in February, it was March, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And we've been selecting transportation-related books. So we first read Walkable City by Jeff Speck, and coming up at the end of this month, we are reading, it's called Curbing Traffic, written by an American couple that now works in the Netherlands.
So oh.
ideas about what can we do with our space, how can we share it and utilize it with cars and with other modes of transportation.
Sure. And again, when are those happening?
Those are every other month on the last Tuesday of the month.
At the main branch.
At the main branch.
Okay,
yep.
Great.
Just on their website and on ours as well.
Okay.
If anybody is ready to get out riding, but you don't have a helmet and want one, or you need bike lights because you want to you're commuting home from work or something like that, please reach out to us, quincycles@gmail.com. And let us know what you need, and we have helmets to give you, and we have some lights donated by MassBike that we can give away.
Excellent. Always great to see you, Irene. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe. I really appreciate the opportunity.
It's our pleasure. We'll have you back, too.
Awesome.